Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where educators go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top leaders across the globe. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Danny Sunshine Bauer.
This is episode number 100 with Danny Sunshine Bauer. Well, hi there. My name is Danny Sunshine Bauer. I'm a former classroom teacher and school administrator turned life and leadership coach. I'm also the host of this podcast, where each week I share my conversation with top leaders across the globe to help you accelerate your leadership development. Thank you for spending time with me and listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. But before we jump into the content of this podcast, I would like to take some time to thank our show sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by CSC Consulting Group, whose mission is to support people in education and nonprofit organizations to improve processes and enhance the performance of their organizations. Learn more at www.cscconsultinggroup.com. Better Leaders. The mastermind has been closed for a few months, but now that I'm pursuing this full time, I have more capacity to serve you and help you accelerate your leadership growth. What is a mastermind? I describe it like a party. I invite great people to this party and believe great things will happen as a result of having authentic conversations around leadership. We meet weekly, engage in rich book discussions, and everyone gets an opportunity to solve their most challenging problem via the hot seat. You can learn more and reserve your spot today at betterleadersbetterschools.com/MM. Well, hey there, Better Leaders. I am so excited to chat with you today. This is episode 100. We did it. 100 episodes. This is crazy. Just a ridiculously awesome time in my life. And I'm so happy that you're listening to this show and celebrating with me. 100 episodes. We started this podcast in September of 2015, and you're listening. It's July 5th, 2017, and almost 2 years later, 100 episodes are there, and this has just been such an incredible and inspiring and passion-filled project to talk to school leaders much smarter than me with so much more experience and learn from them what does it take to be a great leader. And this is what I bring you every single week. Every Wednesday, a new episode drops. And here we are with episode 100. I want to say that if you listen to the end, I asked some of the previous guests to leave me a voicemail and offer a little bit of encouragement. Because listen, of the five love languages, one of my top love languages is affirmation. So I love getting those encouraging words. In addition to that, I wanted them to offer you, the listener, one tip that could help you improve your leadership, something you could take action on. So all those voicemails will be at the end of this show. So since this is episode 100, I took down episode 000 where I introduced myself. This is a reintroduction. So hi there, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer, the host and founder of Better Leaders, Better Schools. A few fun facts about me. When I was young, I wanted to be a cartoonist or join the FBI, or some combination of both. I don't know that that role exists, but I loved sketching out little drawings. And my first books that I fell in love with reading was comic books. My first job ever was at a comic book shop, Fat Dutchie's comic book shop in Palatine, Illinois. And Chuck, if you're listening, shout out to Chuck. He was so generous with me. He would pay me a wage. He would buy all my comics and feed me. And what I did is I counted the inventory and helped him figure out how many comic books he had to order for the following month. Not sure how that's necessarily connected to the FBI, but I just thought it'd be cool also, I think, to put away the bad guys and fight crime. So maybe I would draw cartoons during the day and fight crime at night. And maybe instead of being in the FBI, what I really wanted was to be Batman. That's right, I'm Batman. I'm also really weird. I make up songs and dances and I do characters all the time on my own. You don't necessarily see this, but if you're in my inner circle, it is not uncommon for me to text you a video with me just acting super weird and sending that off to a friend. I haven't been on Snapchat for a minute, but when I do go on Snapchat or with Instagram stories, you could probably catch me being either weird there or trying to offer some type of value and teaching you something about leadership. Secretly, I think I also want to be an improv comedian right now, but I don't know if I'm going to pivot to that and give up what we're building at Better Leaders, Better Schools and some of the other ventures I'm involved in. Maybe I could do that on the side and it could be sort of like a hobby. Speaking of hobbies, things that I love to do, I've been to South Africa 3 times to offer professional development to teachers and administrators, and I really fell in love with South Africa and the continent of Africa and just felt really connected. I met a ton of incredible people, had a marvelous time trying to teach them some strategy in terms of being a great school leader, but in turn, they taught me so much about myself and how to connect with people and build relationships. Kind of cool as well, they gave me a name, a Xhosa name, Lulamile, which means gentle and humble. So that's a fun fact too. The last fun fact, I have 2 nephews that I love very, very much. Shout out to Silas and Levi. If you ever see a picture of them on Facebook, if we're friends, they may look innocent, y'all, but I will tell you, they are actually little rascals. So they look innocent, but they're quite the 2 devils, and I love them for that. I love that they take risks, that they're mischievous, and that they have such inspiring and creative young minds. Today's July 5th, and so I'm getting engaged today. Did you know that? You probably didn't, because I'm not getting engaged to you, the listener, but I am getting engaged to Miriam, and hopefully she said yes. I think she will, because we're already planning the wedding, but we're going to do that July 5th in New Orleans, and there's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful moment. I'm going to surprise her in the French Quarter at some point, drop down to a knee, and ask her to spend her life with me. Miriam, I met her down in Texas. She is absolutely the most incredible, inspiring, compassionate, kind, generous, loving. She has class. She's filled with grace. She is really the coolest thing ever. And that's why I'm asking her to marry me. We're going to get married later in July. And then we are embarking on a new adventure. We are moving to Belgium. So starting in September, we will be there in Antwerp, Belgium, carving out a new adventure. And who knows? I know they have great waffles. I know they have incredible chocolate and delicious beer. And I cannot wait to learn more than just that surface level cultural stuff I've gathered from Google and YouTube. To give you a little bit of value, I want to offer my top leadership books that I've ever read. I call this a top 10, but I actually couldn't whittle it down to 10 books, so there are 12. Number one being Essentialism. Essentialism is a game changer because it helps you frame your mind from spending too much time on the tyranny of the many and focusing on the vital few. It also gave me a framework as well in terms of making decisions. So anytime you're faced with some type of problem or some type of choice that you need to make, the author suggests that you establish 3 minimum criteria that must be met when looking at the choice. And then there's 3 extreme criteria, and the choice needs to meet 2 of those 3 criteria. If it does, then you go forward with the decision. And if it does not meet any of that criteria, then it's a no. Enemies of Excellence, Greg Cecciacolli has been on the show. Enemies of Excellence starts with the enemy of isolationism. And that's so important to know, because when we are on our own, when we operate as a silo, we are primed to make big, big mistakes and to really mess a lot of stuff up. So he works through the 10 enemies of excellence and what the antidotes are. And if you're serious about your own leadership, then you should check out this book and see what Greg has to say about being an effective leader. Deep Work by Cal Newport. This is a fantastic book we read in the Mastermind. This is all about sustained moments of focused energy and time that will produce incredible, incredible work. You have to protect that time. You have to find a space that you're able to do this deep work, and you have to communicate to others why this time is so necessary for you to be productive. Game changer. It's going to ring your leadership bell. It's not going to make you feel good about reading it, but it will lead to action and changes. Procrastinate on Purpose by Rory Vaden. Here he describes the focus funnel. The focus funnel gives you 5 choices toward each opportunity in front of you. Do you eliminate, automate, delegate, procrastinate, or concentrate? Putting a choice through the focus funnel will absolutely make sure that you're only doing the work that you really need to do that's going to move the needle. Procrastinate on Purpose is a great book, and I encourage you to check it out. The Advantage by Pat Lencioni. This is an incredible book because it's all about organizational health and how you can operate a strong organization by taking care of people and setting up systems that will help you be not only efficient and productive, but have strong cultural and organizational health where people feel connected and feel like they're a part of something bigger, so they don't hold back, that they are absolutely candid in their responses, and so you can really make informed decisions because it's based on honesty. Man's Search for Meaning is by Viktor Frankl. This book, it's going to really rip into your soul. Viktor was a survivor of the Holocaust, and it really puts things in perspective. Viktor discusses what he saw in the concentration camps and how he survived. Powerful, powerful motivational book in terms of what we do when we're knocked down and how to get back up. Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. I have an ego. You do too. And if it goes unchecked, just like the enemy of isolation, you can run rampant and absolutely poison an organization and bring it to its knees. How you battle your own ego, how do you have a healthy and realistic view of yourself is discussed in this book. It's a lot of what you shouldn't do. And so if you know about these things, you can ask your trusted advisors to reflect back to you, am I doing X, Y, and Z? And together, help yourself be a more effective leader. Creativity Inc. is all about Ed Catmull, the CEO of Pixar. And I love this book because it gave a fresh and compelling way of running an organization. Pixar is all about creativity. They make those wonderful films like Toy Story. And I absolutely admire how Ed ran Pixar and helped it become the behemoth it is today. You should read this book, if for no reason than finding out what the heck a brain trust is, and then think about how can I apply this to a school. Search Inside Yourself by Chade Meng Tan. This book really inspired me to explore what mindfulness is all about and started probably me on a deeper mindfulness journey. The author Chade Meng Tan, his goal is actually world peace. What a BHAG. What a big, hairy, audacious goal, right? World peace? That seems like it's never going to happen. But he believes if you can bring inner peace to yourself as an individual, you can then impact your organization, your community, and if not, the world. So Chade's mission is to change people one at a time. It's hard. It's hand-to-hand combat in that sense. It's one-to-one. It doesn't scale very easily. But if you check out this book and you start a mindfulness practice, I guarantee if you execute on it, you're going to find a lot more calm and inner peace in your own life. The Art of Possibility by Ben Zander and Rosamund Stonezander. Ben is a conductor in the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, if I remember correctly, and I think his wife is a therapist. I got the audiobook on this one. I highly encourage that. They had the most wonderful, playful relationship, it seems like. But what this book teaches is how to have a very positive and optimistic outlook for everybody in your organization, whether that's a staff member or a student. And this book reminds me a lot of one of my mastermind clients, Fran McGreevy, because he often says, like, I can see the gold inside of you, or that we're walking among gods and goddesses. And one of Fran's greatest gifts, and you see this in The Art of Possibility, is being able to see where the person is going, right? They might not be there yet. They might not have the same perception of themselves that you do. So it's calling out those positive traits, that gold within a person, and helping them really be their fullest version of themselves. How to Win Friends and Influence People. This is a timeless classic. It was written like in the 1920s, 1930s, something like that, but it is so relevant today. I credit this book a lot to what helped me break out of my introvert shell. And there's nothing wrong with being an introvert, but I always found myself in conversations at a conference, or shoot, even in the podcast, and wondering, what do I say next? This book taught me how to have those types of discussions. And it's really about building relationships. If you can build strong relationships, you can really do anything in life. I think it was Zig Ziglar who said, if you help a million people get what they want, then you can have whatever you want. So that is true, whether it's making a bunch of money or stewarding a beautiful vision for your school community. If you help enough people get what they want, they in turn are going to help you. And finally, The Go-Giver Leader. And this is by Bob Berg and John David Mann. John is actually going to be on the podcast later on in a few episodes, but they wrote an incredibly inspiring tale. It's written as fiction, as a fable almost, but it teaches some incredibly strong leadership principles that will absolutely challenge you to improve your leadership game. It's a quick read, it's a fun read, and I absolutely encourage you to check it out. So those were my top leadership books that you should check out. In terms of my experience, I've worked as a teacher, instructional coach, avid coach, assistant principal, and principal. And now I'm your host and the founder of your favorite podcast, the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where you come to get personalized professional development and challenge your leadership growth. It's been neat to see how the show has grown. In the beginning, we started in September 2015. That's when I originally dropped episode 000. And in September, the show was downloaded about 1,200 times. I'm recording this in June. I know it's released in July of 2017. But in May of 2017, the show has grown to 8,000 downloads. That's a 566% increase in listening. And speaking of an increase in listening, thank you. You know, you could listen to any show at all. There are tons of school leadership shows, and there's just, actually, to be quite honest, there's a ton of just podcasts out there. But you decide to get your professional development and to get your inspiration, your encouragement, and your leadership growth acceleration here at the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. I just want to say thanks. I really appreciate that you tune in, listener, every single week on Wednesdays. And could you do me a favor? If you've gotten value from this show, would you share it on social media? And better yet, could you write a personal email to someone that doesn't listen to the show so they can benefit from what's offered here as well? So the vision of Better Leaders, Better Schools is to help leaders create a winning culture, focus on the essential, and lead with courage and integrity. Now I'd like to share just a few quotes that I find personally inspirational. I love the quote that everybody wins when a leader gets better. This tells me that the stakes are high. This tells me too that it really matters that I develop myself and that I constantly search for ways to get better. And that was half the reason why I started this podcast. I wasn't finding it enough. And so I took my professional development, my personal development into my own hands. I took ownership over this. Have you ever heard that when the principal sneezes, the school catches a cold? That's true as a leader of an organization. So make sure that you are investing in yourself. Read a bunch of books, listen to great podcasts, invest in online courses, invest in mastermind groups, invest in different types of workshops and conferences so that you get better, because everybody wins when a leader gets better. A rising tide lifts all boats. This is very similar to everybody wins when a leader gets better, but it has a more collaborative feel to it as well. And if you picture the tide being your whole entire staff, what are you bringing to your organization that's adding positive value so the tide can rise and lift all boats? The following quote really messed me up. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. This had me seriously and rigorously evaluate who do I spend the most time with and what do we spend our time doing? I'm all for fun and games, and you gotta have opportunities to blow off steam. However, even in professional settings, if you're not pushing each other, if you're not challenging each other to get better, what are you doing with your time? Think about it this way too. You might have some aspirations. Maybe you're an assistant principal that wants to be a principal, or you're a principal that wants to be a superintendent, or whatever your personal vision is. There's something more in this life that you want. Are you surrounding yourself with people that are just as hungry, just as driven as you are, so that you can get to where you need to go? To be honest, I think that's what the mastermind does for people. It solves that problem. I think one of my strengths is helping folks remove upper limit thinking or barriers that we place on ourselves. And believe me, I do the same exact thing. But you need to be in a community and have people reflect back what they're seeing to be able to identify those barriers and then remove them and create strategies to get past them so that you can improve as a leader and develop as an individual. Another way I love to describe masterminds is that I'm throwing a party. And the whole idea is if I can gather, and I think this is a huge strength of mine, if I can gather great people together in the same room or virtual room, then great things are bound to happen. And that's what I've seen. When I started the masterminds in the spring of 2016, I started with 7. By the summer, there was 13. Then I hit the pause button. And the spring of 2017, I started to open it up again, and we doubled in size from 13 to 26. There were so many people in the mastermind, and I was still working as a principal, I had to shut them down and put people on a wait list. Now that you're listening, the masterminds are opening right back up. I'm pursuing Better Leaders, Better Schools full time, and folks have gotten so much value in these groups. I want to serve you in this way. So if you're interested in joining a hybrid group coaching and leadership development community, please check out betterleadersbetterschools.com/MM. There you can read all about what a mastermind is. You can look at the numbers of testimonial videos I have so you can see what people say about it. You can set up a call with me, or you can just flat out reserve your spot and get going as soon as possible. I mean, you could start this week if you really wanted to. The masterminds were founded because of that idea that you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And I actually joined a mastermind in the fall of 2015. By doing that, so many things improved in my life, both personally and professionally. That's why I started it for school leaders. I saw a need. I didn't think that hole was being filled by anything. And I wanted to bring that incredible development and community that I've been experiencing to our industry. And I think the results speak for themselves. Like I said, the groups doubled in size. Listen, when I started, of those first 13, if you remove the APs and instructional coaches, 7 of those people were principals. And you know what? The next year, 3 of them won Principal of the Year. Now, it's not because of me. Sure, there's a perspective I like to add to the group. But what it is, the masterminds create a wonderful environment where people can grow. People can ask the tough questions that they might be afraid to ask in other spaces. And then 2, because of the encouragement in that community, I think people are willing to take bolder risks and go out there and execute on the things they say they want to execute on. I am so proud of everybody, every single person in the mastermind. I've seen them grow leaps and bounds, and it's an absolute pleasure and honor to stand shoulder to shoulder with them on their leadership journey. The last quote I want to share with you is a quote I end most shows with. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. The reason I share that quote is mostly for me as it is for you, the listener. I sometimes take things, actually a lot of times, take things way too personally. And what I've had to learn to do, and mindfulness has helped in this. The mastermind and running different challenges I'm working through has helped in this. But a negative event may happen, and it's not about me. I got to remember that. Not only is it not about me, how I respond is what matters in that moment. And how I respond says a lot about the type of person I am and the kind of character I have and how I treat people. So it's so important to understand that great things and bad things are going to happen consistently every single day. And we don't have any control over that. What we do have control over is our response. So I encourage you, listener, to be intentional and thoughtful in your responses to every event. I end each podcast with parting words of advice and the best way to get a hold of the guest. So since there is no guest, it's just me, a reintroduction of myself, Danny Sunshine Bauer, the host of the Better Leader, Better Schools podcast. The best way to reach me is email daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com. Go to the website, obviously, betterleadersbetterschools.com. If you connect with me on social media, everywhere, absolutely everywhere, I am Alien Earbud, and that's going to be linked up in the show notes, but Alien Earbud is an anagram of Daniel Bauer. You take all the letters, mix them up, and it makes a crazy word. And so one that I chose that I thought was interesting and funny was Alien Earbud, and I've been that way for a very long time, and I'm not going to change it. So it might be smarter to have a branded Better Leaders, Better Schools handle, but I like Alien Earbud, and I think that I am so much more than just the organization, so I want to keep it that way. If you want to call me or text me, you can reach me at 312-788-7595. Not sure how that's going to work. It's a Google Voice number, and I'm not 100% sure how that works internationally with calling, but I'll definitely be able to check text messages when I'm connected to Wi-Fi, so you can feel free to reach out that way as well. So my top tip, before we get into the top tips of all my guests that left a voicemail, it's a two-for-one tip, and it's the idea that relationships are so key to a leader's success. And sometimes you got to think about a very tough moment in your life to frame how you want to build relationships. And when I built my life plan, the interesting thing that I learned from Michael Hyatt, and I now teach clients of my productivity course, is that you start with your funeral. You start with a eulogy, and you think about how do you want to be remembered by people? And also think about this, who's going to show up at your funeral? I know it's a sobering moment to think about and a little morbid, but if you put yourself there and objectively think about how you want to be remembered, then I think you'll key in on the relationship aspect of your success. Nothing is more important than family. And the demands of your leadership role, you can give your entire life to the school. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't give your best, but I am saying you shouldn't give everything to your school, your school district, or whatever organization you run. You need to save your best actually for your family, because they're the ones who matter the most. Be kind to people. What are you doing to celebrate the successes within an organization, personally and collaboratively within your teams? How do you honor your people on a day-to-day basis? We want student achievement to improve. We want attendance and all the different things that we measure to increase, go up and to the right, if we're looking at a graph. But at the end of the day, I think what matters most is how you treated people. And so are you celebrating them? Are you honoring them? So right now is the time when I normally share the quote that I end all shows with, but I've already shared it. So I just want to thank you so much for listening to today's show. I want to remind you that you can get the full show notes and links to all the great resources at betterleadersbetterschools.com. And now let's listen to some voicemails from guests of Better Leaders, Better Schools past and the top tip they have for you, the school leader. See you next week. Today's podcast is brought to you by CSC Consulting Group, who are strategic thought partners, the leaders of public sector organizations. They also ideate, build, and maintain easy-to-understand data tools using the latest analytics technology. You can learn more at www.cscconsultinggroup.com.
Daniel Bauer, sunshine to me, Big A, president and founder of View from the Top. Man, what an inspiration you are to me personally, and a podcast host above reproach. You are absolutely at the top of your game, and I can't tell you how awesome it is to have participated in being your guest. Better Leaders and Better Schools, I'm telling you, man, you rock. I want to tell you guys today one tip I want to leave you with. Be willing to stand alone. I want to tell you something. If you're going to be an influencer, if you're going to be a leader, there's going to be an area of contrast and conflict in your life. You can only be the leader to your level of influence, to your level of contrast and conflict in your life. So what that means, in summary, is if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I want to encourage you guys as leaders, as influencers out there in the world, be willing to stand alone, take a position, look at your core values, and absolutely rock it. Sunshine, you're the man. Thank you for all these 100 great episodes. I want to tell you, man, it's changed my life. I'm a better man as a result of having known you. Thanks a lot, buddy. Hang tough.
Hi, Dan. This is Steve Soroka. Here's a soundbite for you. Obviously, it's an Apple computer. Seriously, congrats on your first 100 episodes. Better leaders, better schools, better be quick today because many of our schools are running out of time. But with your episodes, you can make a difference. I think we all have the power, one, to start a fire, but we need the power of many to keep the fire burning. That is what you are doing, my friend. Keep the fire stoked.
Hey, Danny! Congratulations on your 100th episode. Absolutely incredible. From someone who records podcasts, recording 100 podcasts is absolutely amazing. And I would be honored and glad and look forward to the day when you get to record your 1,000th, and I'm sure that's going to happen. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and share the power of being vulnerable. It's so important that we're vulnerable with folks, and you allowed me to share that message, and I want to thank you so much. So once again, congratulations, and I'm looking forward to number 1,000. Have a great one.
Greetings and congratulations, Danny. Jessica Bean, kindergarten principal in Austin, Minnesota. Want to congratulate you again on your 100th episode of Better Leaders, Better Schools. What a great opportunity and vehicle and voice to equip all of our leaders in getting better for all kids. One tip that I'd love to give your listeners in leading schools is to be yourself. Whether that is dancing on the playground, reading stories to students, or interacting on a podcast or helping to create videos with kids. They need to see you lead in whatever natural light that you have. All the very best.
Hi, Daniel. It's Lily, host of Master Leadership Podcast, calling to congratulate you on episode 100. Yay! You're certainly a great example of perseverance and excellence and creativity. I love what you do. So one tip for your listeners, get and read John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. It's timeless. It's full of leadership nuggets. And my time is up. Bye.
Greetings, better leaders, better schools. Paul Erickson here, elementary school principal in Buller, Kansas. I know this last year has been a year of growth and opportunity for both you and the learning communities you lead. One leadership tip to keep you and your team moving forward is notice approximations to expectations. No matter how small, capture behaviors representative of your team's expectations. Celebrate them loudly and proudly. It'll make you a better leader.
Hey, Danny Sunshine Bowers, Jennifer Abrams. I can't remember if I was episode whatever, but it was the best podcast on the planet. I want to congratulate you on your 100th episode. I want to tell you that you are probably one of the most curious and inquisitive and patient and fabulous interviewers that I've had the pleasure to work with. So intrigued by people's thinking and wanting to relate it. And that's really the tip I want to leave for everybody is stay like Danny Bauer. Stay curious. Stay interested. That curiosity is going to take people far and help both kids and adults. So congratulations, my friend. And onward to episode 101. Cheers. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Danny. It's Dave Beard. I just want to congratulate you on 100 episodes. That's pretty incredible, man. And what is so special about it is you are somebody that gets stuff done. You know, what makes you so awesome is that you said you were going to do it and you did it. I think there's so many people in education and just in life that they've got great plans, great ideas, great thoughts, They just let life get in the way and they don't make it happen. But, man, you're a leader, and I appreciate you, and I love being part of your group. Listeners, keep plugging in. Good stuff happens when you get around people that are doing good stuff. Have a great day.
Hey, Danny, congratulations on reaching 100. That is truly a milestone, and I am so grateful to be able to call you friend and learn from you all the time. Thank you so much, and best of luck, and here's to the next 100 episodes of Better Leaders, Better Schools. By the way, this is Jethro from Transformative Principle. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Danny Sunshine Bowers, the only podcast host in the world with cool-looking frizzy hair, a couple of tats, and likes to skateboard, like the skateboarding principal, your buddy Scott Beebe. My business on purpose, just wanted to say congratulations, man. You have got what they call stick-to-itiveness, and your team, and I'm really, really proud of you. You said one tip, so here's the only tip. It's what Joe Calloway said, vision without implementation is hallucination. If you are a school leader anywhere in the world, it holds true for you. Vision without implementation is hallucination. So write down your vision and then get out there and do something about it. Stop hallucinating. Let's go. All right, sunshine. I got to get back to implementing. Well, I do need to get back to implementing. I need to get back to liberating small business owners from the chaos. MyBusinessOnPurpose.com. See you.
Hey, this is Jeff Zoll, Assistant Superintendent, Deerfield, Illinois, celebrating episode 100 of Better Leaders, Better Schools, and celebrating Danny Bauer. Congrats on episode 100. And, hey, for the school leaders out there, my one quick tip, write one celebratory note of praise to somebody in your school or district or community each and every morning to start your day. It'll make two people feel better, the person receiving the handwritten note and you for writing it, and get your day off to a great start. Congrats on episode 100. Daniel.
Hey, Dan Bauer. I'm calling to congratulate you on your 100th episode of Better Leaders, Better Schools. Super excited and proud of all the work you've done for leaders in education throughout the country. I hope that every leader listening takes some much-needed reflection and vacation time this summer. Really good leaders take care of themselves as much as they take care of their faculty and staff. I'm wishing you 100 to 200 to 500 more great episodes. Can't wait to hear about all the amazing stuff you do. Take care. Bye.
Hey, this is Justin Bader from the Principal Center and Principal Center Radio. Congratulations on your first 100 episodes of Better Leaders, Better Schools. I get a ton out of the show and just really appreciate the work that you do, Daniel. So thank you, and please keep it up. And if I can leave one quick tip, it's to find your people. And I really realized the importance of that when I heard you talking with Jethro Jones on a recent podcast. You know, sometimes we all feel like we're a little bit crazy, right? If we're the only ones who are thinking a certain way. But what I've realized through connecting with people like you and people like Jethro and many other guests that you've had on the show, you know, there is someone out there who can be your thought partner for whatever amazing ideas you have. So find your people, and Daniel, keep up the good work, and thank you for helping people find their virtual partners and mentors in the work.
Hey, Danny, it's Tom here calling. Just wanted to congratulate you on episode number 100. Been a great ride. I've enjoyed listening to so many of the episodes. And here's one final tip for your listeners. Start next school year off building relationships. Learn every student's DNA, their dreams, their needs, their abilities. Although it may seem like it's taking time up front, you'll benefit from all the gains you make throughout the course of the year. Have a great year.
Better leaders, just a few more things before you take off. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the show. This helps gives the show some social proof, aka iTunes juice, and encourages new people to listen to the show. If you are a social media junkie, share your biggest takeaway from the show, and feel free to tag me on Twitter or Instagram. My handle is Alien Earbud, an anagram for my name, Daniel Bauer. Take the letters, switch them around, and create something interesting and new. That's how I got it. This Sunday is the weekend resource. Do you want to get a short email from me every Sunday where I share the best resources I have come across, links to interesting articles, books, blogs, and podcasts that have challenged my thinking, and a quote that's inspired me and will inspire you as well? If you'd like access to this resource, head over to BetterLeadersBetterSchools.com and join the newsletter at the top of the page. Over 1,000 school leaders subscribe, and I think you'll benefit from it too. In the newsletter, I also share when a new blog or podcast comes out, as well as different opportunities to work with me. Thanks again for listening to the show.